奉主耶稣基督圣名，在这边一起聚集敬拜天上的神。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we gather here to worship our Heavenly Father.
我们来唱诗赞美神377首。
Let us rise to sing Him to praise our God 377.
377首。
377.So kneel down to pray. Ask God to guide this morning's service. Let's all kneel down to pray.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May God's grace be with everyone.
小弟有一次到一个弟兄的这个 Facebook 上面去看他的 favorite quote， 就是他最喜欢的一段文字。
One time I visited a brother's Facebook and visited his favorite quote.
看到他这个上面写了一个电视卡通人物 Simpson 所讲的一句话。
And on there he wrote a comment from the TV show Simpson.
那个 Simpson 他讲说 ，Kids, you try your best and you fail miserably.
And is it
the lesson? Never try. 他说：“孩子，你尽最大的努力，但是你又这个跌得很厉害，很凄惨。”他说：“你学到的功课就是不要再试了。”
And it says that kids, you try your best, you fail miserably. The reason is you never tried.
The lesson,
And that is the lesson.
你学到的功课就是不要再试一次了。
And the lesson that you learn is that you don't want to try it again.
看起来觉得很滑稽，也很好笑。
And when I read this comment, this quote seems to be very funny and a joke.
我们有时候遇到一些困难呢，都觉得不要再试了。
And therefore, times when we encounter some issues, we don't want it to try it again.
但是圣经上跟我们讲，我们要忘记背后，努力面前。
But the Bible tells us that we need to forget the past and strive for the future.
向着标杆直跑。
And that we need to strive for our goal.
人生充满了很多的挫折。
So in our lifetime, there are many frustrations.
我们要怎么来面对挫折？
And how do we face these frustrations?
我们今天早上从圣经来看一看，人生有哪些方面的挫折？
And so from the Bible, this morning we will look at what type of frustrations we might encounter in our lifetime.
为什么人有这么多挫折？
And why does men have so many of these frustrations?
我们怎么样来面对这些挫折？ 挫折。
And how do we face these frustrations?
当然人生有很多的挫折。
And of course, in our lifetime, we will encounter many frustrations.
我们就从圣经来提出几点。
And from the Bible, we will raise some examples.
我们来看历代志下的二十章三十五节到三十七节。
Let's first turn to 2 Chronicle.
历代志下二十章。
2 Chronicle chapter 20.
二十章的三十五节到三十七节。
Second Chronicle, chapter 20, verse 35.
三十五到三十七节。
35 to 37.
旧约五百五十九页。
Second Chronicle 20:35 to 37.
此后，犹大王耶撒华和以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。三十六节。
36.
二王合伙造船要往他斯去，睡在以寻加别造船。三十七节。
37.
那时，玛利沙人多大朵的儿子以利谢向耶撒法预言说：“因为你与亚哈谢交好，主必破坏你所造的。”后来那船果然破坏，不能往他斯去了。这边记载犹大王跟以色列王他们合伙做生意。
So here it records that the king of Jew and the king of Israel, work together in a business arrangement.
那这个以色列王是一个恶王。
And the king of Israel is a bad king.
那所以神就没有祝福他们合伙的生意。
And therefore, God did not bless this alliance.
他们投资了所有的成本来造船，他们的成本来造船。
They have invested all they have build this ship.
但是先知说神要破坏你所做的。
But the prophet said that God will destroy what you have made.
因为你跟亚哈谢交好啊，你跟恶人呐交好啊。
Because you have made alliance with Ahaziah.
果然这个船做好了。
And ultimately this ship was made.
这个船呢，可能就是被台风刮到了，或者是一个天灾，或者是人祸船就破坏了。
And eventually this ship was destroyed somehow.
那他们就不能到他斯去做生意了。
And so therefore they were not able to sail to Tarshish make trade.
如果你看到自己殷勤所做的毁于一旦全部没有了，我想我们都很挫折。
So when you see that you have asserted all your efforts to create something or build something, and then it was all destroyed, then we will be frustrated.
有时候我们在事业上就是遇到很多类似这样的挫折。
So therefore, in our career, sometimes we might face these kind of frustrations.
耶伯他是在东方自大的一个人。
And Job was a
自大。他是一个很受人家尊重、财产很多的人。
Job was a honored man in Eastern cultures.
那他有很多的牛跟羊。
And he has many wealth, he has many cows and many sheep.
但是在一天之内通通被那些游牧民族给抢走了。
However, within one day, it was taken by his neighbors.
所以他的事业归零什么都没有了。
And therefore, within one day, all his wealth went to zero.
如果传福音也是一个事业。
And so if our preaching the gospel is also a career,
我们发觉到主耶稣也有好像是挫折的时候。
We also see that there are times when Jesus faced some frustrations.
所以有一次主耶稣跟跟随的人讲说我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。
Therefore Jesus one time said to his followers that my flesh is, you can eat my flesh and my blood is drinkable.
大家都觉得你这个人是野人吗？你这个道理太难懂了。
And so people think that he is a barbarian, that his words are hard to accept.
很多人都离开他。
And therefore many left him.
主耶稣要问他的门徒这样讲。
And so Jesus said to his disciples,
你们也要离开我去吗？
He asked the disciple, are you going to depart from me too?
不晓得主耶稣是不是也感受到一种挫折感。
So wonder if Jesus also felt some frustration at that time.
真的常常我们在所做的事情上面感到很无力啊。
And of course, there are times in our work that we feel so powerless.
有时候你问那个大学生你在学校最热门的科系是什么？
So if we ask a college student, what is the most popular class in your school?
他们告诉你，其实大家最喜欢起这个 bio 这个 field 大家最喜欢读这个生物这种东西。
And so they often reply that the most favorable subject is biology.
为什么你们要读生物这种东西呢?
So why would people like to go and study biology?
因为他们都知道现在 所有的professional 的工作, 所有的专业工作里面呢, 医生的收入还是最高的。
Because they all know that in all the careers in this world that a doctor's salary is the highest out of all.
不过你仔细在观察富比士啊, 前这个500名或是前50名最有钱的人是谁?
But if we look at the Fortune 500, who are the top 50 wealthiest people in the world?
你会知道其实没有一个医生啊。
And we'll realize that none of them are doctors.
几乎都是生意人。
Most of them are businessmen.
企业家。
They are corporate owners.
那你就问为什么大家都不想要去 major business? 为什么大家都想要 去找这个生物呢?
So the question is why doesn't people go major in business rather they wanted to study biology?
因为大家也都知道啊, 做生意的人啊, 100家公司80家倒啊。
Because we all know that most of the businessmen, 80% of them will fail.
所以这个风险太大。
So the risk was too great.
那如果我们刚好在一个小型的公司又倒了, 我们就没有工作了。
So if we end up in a small company and they went bankrupt, then we lost our job.
如果是我们在一个 这个大的公司工作。
And if we have a job in a large corporation,
但是当经济不好, 大家就开始裁员。
But if the economy is down, then they will most likely lay off people.
我们就觉得非常的忧虑啊。
Then we often will fall into these worries.
所以在事业上, 我们说没有挫折的人实在是很少。
So if we look at this world, the people that are without any frustration are minute.
有时候常常看到一些生意人啊, 真的是大起大落。
So we see some of the businessmen, they have their high points and they also have their failures.
有时候看到他们大起的时候呢, 他那个有的人说啊, 他每天都是现金出入, 都是上好多钱的一个现金的出入啊。
And when they are in the height of their success, people often say that their cash transactions per day is in the millions.
但是生意不好的时候，一下就连房子都保不住啊。
But when they are at their failures, they could not even hold on to their own house.
有时候看到一些 同龄们啊，到教会祷告，一直哭，一直哭。
So there are times when I see some brothers and sisters that come to church, when they pray, they kept on weeping.
实在是 他一辈子的积蓄投资啊, 就是在某些情况之下就这样没有了。
Because their lifetime of saving were all squandered away at some situation.
人有时候不只是在事业上有挫折, 有时候在情感上也会有挫折。
So not only do we face frustrations in our career, but we also face frustrations in our feeling relationships.
我们来看撒母耳记下6章的23节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下6章23节
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 23
6章23节
Chapter 6 verse 23
扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女这一圣经上在记载这个米甲跟大卫一个婚姻的关系情感的关系
So here it records the relationship between David and Michael
那提到米甲跟大卫的婚姻最后破裂了
And it mentioned that Michael's marriage with David was broken at last.
所以直到死日没有生养儿女，这是很含蓄的学话，谈到他们跟他跟大卫没有一种夫妻的生活，这种亲密关系。
And therefore, no children to the day of her death, which also explains that they did not have an intimate relationship.
那当然，我们往前看就知道这是一个导火线，这是因为大卫在。 众卑女面前跳舞。
And we know that there were some situations in the past that where David danced in front of all the maidens.
那米甲，我们从窗户往外观看呢， 看到大卫这样子不合体统的。 露体的行为
And when Michal saw David was naked in front of these people.
那20节啊， 这个米甲就在当众啊， 给大卫难堪呢。
And right in front of David, she embarrassed him.
大卫就缓存相机啊，也两个就吵起来了。
And so, David, rebelled, and they had an argument.
啊，所以到最后婚姻就破裂了。
And then we see that their marriage was broken because of that.
我每次想到米甲的婚姻呢，我都为他感到同情，为他感到可怜。
So every time I look at Michael's marriage, I often feel sorry for her.
我们中国人说这个女怕嫁错郎，男怕入错行。
And we often, in Chinese saying, we often say that girls are, they afraid to marry a wrong husband, men afraid to get into the wrong career.
那米甲本来跟大卫的关系啊，早年的关系非常的要好。
Michal's, her earlier days with David's relationship was actually very good.
因为大卫当时打死哥利亚，少年英雄，那米甲就爱着他。
Because when David killed Goliath, Michal actually fell in love with this hero.
本来是她姐姐应该要嫁给大卫的。
Originally, it was her older sister that was supposed to marry David.
她就代替她姐姐嫁给大卫啊。
But she married David in place of her elder sister.
想不到她爸爸嫉妒大卫啊。
But not knowing that Saul, her father, actually envied David.
硬生生的把这个美好的婚姻拆散。
Destroyed and separated this marriage.
那个米甲为了救先生啊，她也做了很多的牺牲啊。
So if we look at Michal, she tried to save her husband, and she actually made many sacrifices.
所以本来是一桩很好的婚姻呢。
So originally, this is actually a beautiful, wonderful marriage.
但是想不到，因为先生长久离开啊，爸爸的因素，最后爸爸又把她嫁给其他的人。
And unfortunately, her husband left his father, and her father also made her marry someone else.
那这个嫁给他的第二个先生啊，其实对他也很好，叫帕铁。
And when she was married to her second husband, he actually treated her quite well.
啊，可是后来他大卫当了犹大王。
But when David became the king of Judah,
为了政治的因素啊，一定要把米甲再接回来娶回来。
And because of political reason that he needs to bring back Michal into his household.
啊，因为米甲是前王的一个女儿啊，如果你跟前王的这个人有一个关系啊，大家会认你做王的。
And because Michal is the daughter of the previous king and dynasty, therefore he needs to marry Michal to be related to the previous dynasty.
那圣经上记载这个帕铁啊，在米甲又被拉开的时候呢，怎么样跟着他一直的哭，一直的哭这样子。
And the Bible records that that Michal's second husband.Follow her to, and weep after her when she had to be remarried to David.
那我想米甲这样被硬硬生生又拆开一次啊，他的心已经这个时候心如止水了。
And so I could imagine that Michal, after the second marriage, that she had to again once again separate from her loving husband, that her heart is now despair and cold.
所以再回到这个大卫的身边，他已经没有什么啊，没有什么。那种感觉，再来努力经营他的婚姻呢
？And therefore, when in her second return to David, that she probably doesn't have much feelings for David anymore, and doesn't want to give any more effort to her marriage.
啊，最后这桩婚姻呢，就是遇到挫折啊，最后大家就同床异梦啊，或者是、也没有同床了、啊，就是。到最后就没有关系了、
And that's why, therefore, her marriage back with David became with many problems, and they broke up their marriage afterward.
我们会知道，在这个世界，其实很多人哦，在情感上面、婚姻上面有很多的挫折。
So we could see that in this world there are many people that might have some frustrations in their relationships.
啊，有的人在这个世界啊找不到爱他的人。
Some people cannot find the person that they love in this world.
啊，说为什么没有人愿意跟我结婚呢？
And they question why is that there is no one wants to marry me.
有的人爱上不应该爱的人。
And some actually fall in love with someone that are not they're not supposed to love.
啊，所以我们有时候看到一些太太们啊，因为先生的一些问题啊，有时候闹到要割腕自杀。
And so sometimes we see that there are some wives that because of the issues that her husband encountered, that they wanted to slit their wrists to commit suicide.
有的人真的因为情感的问题啊，终日这个以泪洗脸啊。
And there are people that because of their relationships that they wash their face with their tears daily.
我们教会的年轻人都非常的单纯。
And in our church, our youths are actually quite innocent.
有时候不晓得怎么样处理自己的情感问题。
So there are times that they do not know how to manage their relationship issues.
有时候教会给他们介绍对象。
And so there are times when church actually introduce their mates for them.
有时候不明不白就这样被人家拒绝了。
And under no reason that they get rejected by the other person.
啊，有一个青年人他这样讲啊。
And so one youth said this.
为什么不给我一个原因呢？
And the youth questioned, why didn't you give me any reason?
他说他好像是狗啊，要常常躲在自己的角落里面舔自己的伤口。
And he felt that he is like a dog that he needs to hide in the corner to lick his own wound.
所以。有时候我们常想问世间情是何物，为什么叫人死生相许
？And that's why we often ask ourselves, what is this relationship, this feeling in this world that we have to give ourselves to the life of this relationship?
除了事业啊，情感的挫折，我们有时候在教养孩子上面有很多的挫折。
So therefore, not only in careers, but and also relationships, we might face with frustration. But also in raising our children, we might face some frustration. Let's look at Judges.
四世纪十四章。
Judges chapter 14.
十四章的第三节。
Judges 14 verse 3.
十四章第三节。
Judges 14 verse 3.
他父母说：“你在弟兄的儿女中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子，而是你去？”在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？参孙对父亲说：“愿你给我娶那女子，因为我喜悦她。”我们知道参孙是这个爸爸妈妈在没有办法生孩子下面受神祝福所生下的孩子。
We know that Samson was born to the parents under the blessings from the parents because the mother was barren.
父母亲呢两次啊问天使问神呢、啊、怎么样来？把这个孩子抚养长大。
And the parents asked angels two times how to raise this child.
你可以想啊，因为参孙是拿细尔人呢、啊，这个妈妈小时候就很小心的来照顾他。
And we know that Samson is a Nazarite, therefore the mother actually cared for him very carefully when he was small.
孩子啊，小心哦，不要摸到死去的东西哦。
And she would care for him to make sure that he doesn't touch any corpse.
小孩子啊，小心哦，你不要喝这个葡萄汁哦。
Or not to make sure that he doesn't drink any grape juice.
每天要跟他梳头发，头发太长了。
And every day she will have to comb his hair because they cannot cut their hair.
所以你看这个参孙啊，爸爸妈妈是何等的细心啊，把他这个教养长大。
So we could see that Samson's parents care for him very carefully and nurture him carefully.
就好像我们对待我们的孩子一样啊。
Just like how we treat our own children.
全天下没有一个爸爸妈妈不把自己的孩子当成最宝贝的东西来看待。
In this world, all parents in this world will treat their children as the most precious treasure in the world.
但是参孙长大之后，他就叛逆了。
But then, unfortunately, when Samson grew up, he rebelled against his parents.
他摸了尸体啊，摸了死尸，也包括不告诉爸爸妈妈了。
He touched the dead corpse and did not report to his parents.
啊，他看到一个小姐，他就说：“我喜欢这个人呢。”
And when he saw this beautiful woman, and he wants this woman.
爸爸妈妈跟他讲说：“难道你在这个受割礼的民当中找不到可以嫁娶的吗？”
And therefore, his father and mother asked him, "Isn't there any acceptable woman among your people that you could marry?"
啊，参孙就是说我就是喜欢她了。
But then, unfortunately, Samson said to them that I just like her.
爸爸妈妈有什么话说呢？
So what could the parents say?
其实爸爸妈妈可能很早就不看好这桩婚姻了。
So the parents already seen that this is not a good marriage.
果然跟他下去啊，参加这个结婚典礼。
And of course, because of the request, they went down and had this marriage.
想不到在七天之内啊，就看到他们两个夫妻啊，吵吵闹闹的。
And within 7 days that they see them in quarrels.
这个 honeymoon 还没有过完呢。
They haven't even passed their honeymoon yet.
两个就常常吵架。
And that they are fighting with each other.
参孙一气之下离家出走啊，就是离开他太太啊。
And Samson, under anger, that departed and left his wife.
如果你是他爸爸妈妈，你都会劝参孙：“哎呀，你不要这样嘛，娶人家就要疼人家，你要赶快回去啊。”
And so, of course, the parents would probably encourage Samson to calm down and to go back to the wife.
想不到，三生回去的时候，他太太嫁给他最好的朋友了。But
unfortunately, when Samson went back to meet his wife, his wife already married her best friend.
产生一气之下就杀人了。And
when Samson saw that, he under anger start killed someone.
杀人之后他就逃亡了。
And after he murdered someone, he started to flee from the place.
如果你的孩子出去杀了人，要逃命被警察通缉，你心里会觉得怎么样？
So if your child committed murder and they've been seek after by the police, what would you feel?
你的心呢，一定是常常焦虑啊，着急这个孩子的前途。
And of course, your heart will be worried of the future of this child.
你又看到参孙后来自己放弃自己。
And of course, we see that Samson afterward forsake himself.
一个女人换到一个女人，妓女，一个接着一个。
And what he have done is that he went from one woman to the other to even to a prostitute.
真的，天仙的父母亲如果看到自己的孩子这样自暴自弃，我想。
So if a parent see your child this way and that this he basically give up on himself, they will be very worried and sad.
我想他的父母亲可能死掉，如果没有死掉，还要去那个在那个乱堆当中把自己的孩子尸体找出来，又看到孩子的眼睛没有了，你看他要哭得多么伤心。
So maybe the parents are already dead, or else if they're still alive, they will have to go into the rubbles to find the corpse of Samson, bring him out of the rubbles, and also see that his eyes were removed. How sad and worried were they?
今天呢，常常有时候我们的孩子也给我们很多的挫折感。
So today, our children often also bring us some frustration.
我们想，为什么用了这么多的心力，为什么没有办法教出一个好的孩子来呢？
Because we might even question, we have given so much effort and care to this child. How come we cannot bring up a good child?
一个祖母常常这样叹息。
And the grandmother often sighed.
这个老大爱上一个姐妹，那被姐妹拒绝，从此就不来教会了。
And this grandmother says that this my oldest grandson, he fall in love with this sister, but was rejected by this sister, and therefore he doesn't come back to church anymore.
这个老二很喜欢做圣工，但是心态不对，常常给教会带来麻烦，教会后来不用他了，从此也不来教会了。
And my second grandson, he likes to do holy work, but then he does not have the good mentality. Therefore, he doesn't come to church anymore.
其中一个孩子也是跟参孙一样，这个喝酒、女人，这个祖母常常到教会的时候，这个阿嬷常常到教会的时候，叹息，以后不晓得怎么跟主耶稣交代。
And the third grandson, he indulged himself in alcohols and women, and therefore doesn't come to church. Therefore, this grandmother also often sighed to don't know what to say or face Jesus in the future.
人生有很多的挫折。
So in our daily lives, and we might face many frustrations.
这些挫折到底是怎么造成的？
And we might question how did these frustrations came about?
可能有三个原因。
There might be three reasons.
我们看箴言24:27节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
他说我们事业没有做好，考试没有考好，都很难过。
Proverbs, there are times that when we did not prepare ourselves or fail in some tasks, we often feel sorry.
那其实常常跟我们这个准备不够有关系。
And it might be because that we have not fully prepared ourselves.
我们自己要负一点责任。
That we need to give up some responsibility.
箴言24:27节。
Proverbs chapter 24:22.
箴言24:27节。
27.
24:27节
Chapter 24, verse
27. 你要在外头预备工料，在田间办理整齐，然后建造房屋。我们建造房屋之前呢，我们一定要准备好。
Before we build our house, we need to prepare for it.
你在外头要工料要预备好啊，你的材料要先预备好啊。
So that we need to prepare ourselves in the field, that we need to prepare the materials.
耶稣说呢，你出去打仗之前，你要先算一算啊，你不要。 没有算好就出去打，这样子打输了回来，丢脸呢。
And Jesus said that before we go out to battle, we need to calculate our strategies before we go.
你盖一间房子，你也要算一算啊，免得盖不起来，人家会笑你啊。
So before we build our house, we need to calculate our materials before we start building, or else people will mock us.
所以你看，我们的神是一位懂得预备的神。
So we know, we see that our God is a God that makes preparation.
所以主耶稣来之前，先预备施洗约翰来修直他的道路。
Therefore, before Jesus came to this, came to the world, he prepared John the Baptist to pave the way for him.
主耶稣传福音呢，先预备一艘船，他可以在船上面传福音。
And when Jesus preached the gospel, he prepared a boat to be on, so that he could preach.
要办最后的晚餐呢，先准备一间房子。
And before he, before he has his last supper, he prepared a house, a room.
所以他什么事情都要先预备好。
So everything that he does, he makes some preparation.
今天我们传福音呢，也要预备好。
So therefore, preaching the gospel, we need to make this preparation.
慕道者问一个问题，我们不懂得回答，这个怎么样带领他呢？
So if a truth seeker asks a question and we don't know how to answer, how could we lead this truth seeker?
所以我们经中有一句话说，你凡事预则立，不预则毁，有预备就会被建立，没有预备就会被毁去。
So therefore another saying is that in our preparation we will succeed, if we don't prepare then we will fail.
所以我们考试没有考好，有时要怪自己。
So if we did not, if we fail a test, sometimes we need to ask ourselves for the responsibility.
有时候我们工作没有做好，要想想自己有没有计算的好。
And if we fail in our work, we need to examine ourselves whether we make the right calculations.
当然有时候我们真的是很努力了啦。
And of course, there are times that we have give all our best.
但是形势比人强，环境太险恶。
But unfortunately, the environment is too harsh for us to be successful.
我们来看《创世纪》45章第6节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪45章第6节。
Chapter 45 verse 6.
45章第6节。
Chapter 45 verse 6.
现在这地的饥荒已经两年了，还有五年不能耕种，不能收成。在约瑟的这个时代前地饥荒七年。
And in the time of Joseph, that the land of Egypt were in famine for 7 years.
你在努力的撒种，在努力的预备，也是没有什么东西会出来的啦。
So no matter how hard sow your seeds, nothing will come out of those crops.
我们在公司很努力的上班。
So sometimes we work very hard in our job.
但是 recession 一来，你再怎么样的努力。全部公司要关掉，就是要关掉，有什么办法呢？
But when recession comes, if the department needs to be closed, you need to close.
所以有时候不是我们有办法的问题。
So there are times that even if we have great abilities, that it's not in our favor.
实在这个环境太险恶。
Unfortunately, the environment is just too harsh.
但是有时候在这样的环境下面呢、有些人也特别蒙神的保守。
But even in such a situation, there are people that are protected by God.
就像雅各这个家庭、约瑟这个家庭一样。
For example, Jacob's and Joseph's example, their families.
那个雅各死了之后呢，全埃及人呢为他哀哭七十天。
When Jacob died, the entire Egypt cry for him 70 days.
听说当法老死之后全国的人为他哀哭72天。
And when Pharaoh died, the entire nation cried for him for 72 days.
那你就可以看到这个家庭在整个埃及地他们的地位何等的崇高。
So we could see that how high of a status this family is in this land of Egypt.
在全天下都没有东西吃的时候呢，这个约瑟的家庭不但有东西吃，而且得到抬举，得到荣耀。
When the land is under famine, that there is no food in the land, that Joseph's family were taken care and were even elevated in status.
所以在环境恶劣的情况之下，我们特别需要神的保守，神的恩惠。
So in a harsh environment, we especially need the grace and protection of God.
当然，神有时候常常施恩照顾带领我们。
And of course, God often will give grace and protections to us in our daily life.
有时候我们挫折的原因除了自己，除了环境，有时候也是出自于神的阻挡。或者是魔鬼的打击。
And there, when we face frustration, sometimes it's from ourselves or even from the environment, but there are times from God or from Satan.
我们来看彼得前书五章五节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书五章五节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
下面一句话讲神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Here is mentioned that God opposed the proud, but gave grace to the humble.
所以有时候当我们这个眼目太高傲的时候神有时候会阻挡我们前面的路。
So often when our eyesights are too high and too proud, then God will frustrate us in our way.
你看这个巴兰神就跟他讲你不要去咒诅以色列百姓。
So for example, Balaam, when God tell him not to go and curse the Israelites.
这个钱太好赚了他就一定要去啊。
But this money is too easy for him to earn, therefore he wants to go.
你就看到他路就越走越窄啊。
But we, and then we could see that his road were getting narrower as he go.
本来在路上驾着驴好好的这个驴突然跑到田间去了。
And while he was riding this donkey, and the donkey went into the field.
怎么回来之后呢这个到小路这个旁边不走偏偏挤到这个墙上去把他的脚都给挤伤了。
And in this narrow way that this donkey actually crushed his leg on the pavement.
到最后他干脆驴子趴在地上不走了。
And at the end, this donkey just lie on the floor and refused to go further.
巴兰从有路走到没有路可以走了。
So Balaam went from there's a large road to there's no more road to go.
还好没有再往前走，要不然可能他的头会被天使杀掉。
Good thing that the donkey did not go further because or else his head will be chopped off.
因为天使拿大刀在前面等他。
Because angel was waiting for him with a sword in front of
him. 叫你不要去，为什么你偏偏要去呢？
So God told Balaam not to go, but yet he still insists to go.
所以如果我们人生的路越走越窄，我们要想一想，这条路是神要我们走的路吗？
So if our way in our life becomes narrower, we have to think whether this road is from God.
我们的心又是什么样的心呢？
What kind of heart do we have?
当然有时候我们路走不通，跟我们自己的本身没有关系，跟我们有没有错没有关系。
Of course, when we face a dead end, there are sometimes it's not because of our issues.
就好像耶伯，他什么都没有了。
Just like Job, when he have nothing in his life.
全身有生疮。
And then his whole body is with sores.
什么都不顺利。
Nothing is in his favor.
这个时候呢，你在想怎么想，你又想不出来自己有什么问题。
And at that time, he cannot think of any fault in him.
所以当我们遇到没有路可以走的时候
，So when we face this this dead end.
我们要想一想。
We have to think.
我是像约伯呢，还是我像巴兰
？Am I like Job or am I like Balaam?
如果像约伯，我应该忍耐等候。
If I'm like Job, then I should wait patiently.
这是出于神啊，出于神，神要负责的。
Because this is from God, therefore God will take care.
这是如果出于我自己，我自己要负责的。
But however, if it is from myself, then I need to be responsible.
所以如果我自己有错，我应该回头。
So if I am wrong, then I need to turn back.
如果我没有错，我应该静静的看到神怎么样为我来开路。
And if I have no fault, then I need to wait patiently to see how God opened the way.
你心就安了。
Then your heart will be in peace.
你就不会在乎环境的表象是什么了。
Then you will not care what the environment is.
常常喜欢讲一个故事。
I often like to say a story, tell a story.
两个天使一起出去寻访。
There's two angels that went out to visit.
一个穷人家接待这对天使。
A poor family invited these two angels.
很热心招待。
And they give them a very warm hospitality.
想不到走的时候，这个一个天使比较有经验的天使放了一把火把这个。穷人的房子烧了。
But when they about to leave, the angels about to leave, one of the angels set fire, burned the entire house down.
后来他们到一个富有人家去。
And the next, when they went to this wealthy home,
这个人对他们很不好。
This wealthy man, this rich man, treated them very harshly.
随便请他们住个地下室。
And they treat them downstairs in the basement.
想不到是一个天使比较有经验的，这个看到这个地下室有个洞拿起这个。帮他那个补那个洞啊。
And when one of the angels saw a hole in the basement, he actually patched up that hole for him.
后来这两个离开了。
And then afterward, the angels left.
那个小天使很生气啊。
And so the other angel was very puzzled.
你怎么这样子啊？
He asked, why did you do this?
那个穷人对我们这么好，你放一把火把人家的房子烧掉了。
So the angel asked the other angel, why did you burn down that house of this poor man when they treated us so good?
另外一个那么不好，你还帮他？
And the other wealthy man, he treated us so badly, but yet you patch up the hole.
那个有经验的天使跟他讲，哎呀，你不知道啦。
So the angel told the other inexperienced angel.
我必须要烧那个房子，因为他们那个、哦、房子地下有黄金、哦、他重新再建房子挖地基会找到那个黄金呢、啊。
So the experienced angel said to this inexperienced angel that I had to burn that house because there are gold underneath the house. So when they rebuild the house, they will find the gold.
这个富有人。家哈，那你没有看到墙角里面有房间吗？把它补起来，他就看不到了。
And then he said to the inexperienced angel, the wealthy men they also have gold inside that hole, but if I patch it up, they will not see it.
人生的事情呢，有时候我们不要看表象。
So in our life, we don't look at the surface.
我们看在神面前是一个什么样的心。
We have to see the heart that we present to God.
所以人生有时候很多挫折有不同的原因、啊、
So in our lifetime, we will often face with frustrations and are with different reasons.
那我们再谈谈怎么样面对这些问题。
So next, let's talk about how to face these issues.
首先呢，我们要从安静当中来得力量。
First is that we need to regain strength and peace.
我们来看哈巴谷书三章十六节到十九节。
Let's turn to Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书三章十六节到十九节。
Habakkuk chapter
哈巴谷书三章这个旧约往前翻新约往前翻第五卷一千一百零一页
Habakkuk chapter 3
十六节
verse 16
我听见主的声音身体暂静嘴唇发颤骨中朽烂我在所立之处暂惊我只可安静等候灾难之日临到幻境之民上来十七节
17.
虽然无花果树不发旺葡萄树不结果橄榄树也不效力田地不出粮食 圈中觉得羊棚内也没有牛十八节
18.
然而我要因主翻新因救我的神喜乐十九节
19.
主神是我的力量他使我脚快如母鹿的蹄又使我运行在高处这个神要用巴比伦人、啊、来打以色列百姓
Here it mentioned that God will use Babylon to attack the Israelites.
啊，这个哈巴谷受不了啊。
So Habakkuk could not stand that.
啊，一直在问啊，你为什么这样做呢
？So he kept on asking God, why did you allow this to happen?
啊，甚至上了守望台啊，去等神，你回答我，你回答，他心中没有安静啊。
So he even went up to the tower to wait for God, waiting for his answer. He has no peace in his heart.
后来啊，他了解了。
Later, he finally understood.
在这个挫折当中，你唯一能做的是什么呢
？In this frustration, what could he do?
那个第二章的二十节，他这样讲啊。
In chapter 2, verse 20, he said,
唯有神在他圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。哦，说神啊，在神的殿中，我们发生什么事情，最重要的是。你要有一个肃静静默的心呢、啊。
So when the Lord is in His holy temple, that all the earth be silent before Him.
没有错，当困难挫折来临的时候。
And of course, yes, that in our difficulties,
我们会身体颤颤，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，就是会觉得很不安呐、啊，非常的辛苦啊。
That our decay creeped into our bones and our legs tremble because we are worried, we have no peace.
我们可以做什么呢
？And what can we do?
他说：“我只可。”安静、啊、等候灾难之日来到。
That he could only wait patiently for the day of calamity and to go past.
其实，在安静当中啊，我们才能够看清楚神的旨意。
Because only in peace, in quietness, that we could see the will of God.
其实，在安静当中呢，我们才可以看出啊，神拯救的方法。
In silence, we could see the salvation of God.
问题来了，常常自己要去解决啊。
So when problems come, we often wanted to jump in and solve the problem ourselves.
左右边，左边，心中这样上上下下不安定。
Whether we should go right or go left, we do not have a calm heart.
甚至有时候，神给我们预备一条路，我们也看不见呢。
Or even when God prepared a road for us.A way for us, we cannot see it.
圣经上讲，神说我要安静。
The Bible said we need to be silent.
神说 我要安静。
The Bible said, God said, I will be silent.
神是一个安静的神呢。
So God is a silent God.
如果我们不安静，我们就看不到神。
Because if we are not silent, then we will not be able to see God.
所以你看，在旧约、新约当中，所有神奇的作为，都是在很多都是在安静当中产生的。
So in the Old Testament and New Testament, the work of God often are revealed in silence.
大家走到红海边呢。
When everyone went to the seashore of the Red Sea,
前有红海，后有追兵。
There's Red Sea in front of them, and in the back there are the army of Egypt.
大家心中都像这个热锅上的蚂蚁啊，很多百姓都这样在那边抱怨，在那边发牢骚。
So the Israelites start to complain, and start to worry.
摩西说：“你们要安静。”
And Moses said to them, "You need to be silent."
看看神今天为你们开什么样的道路。
See how God opened the way for you.
所以他们在绕耶利哥城的时候
，So when they were to, when they were, going around the city of Jericho.
耶稣要讲，你们不要作声哦，一天绕一次，七天绕一次，就是不要作声。
They walk around Jericho, and God said to them not to make any sound.
你看，在安静当中，红海开了。
So we see that in silence, in quietness, that Red Sea was opened.
高的城墙倒了。
And the high and strong wall fell.
困难在神的荣耀下面啊，这个解决了。
All these trouble will be resolved under the glory of God.
真的，在我们生活当中，常常会体会到葡萄树不结果，田中觉得牛跟羊啊，生活非常的困难。
So in our life, we often will feel that our grape vine does not bear fruit. And that our lives are difficult.
但是哈巴谷这样讲啊。
But then Habakkuk say.
然而我要因我的主欢心。
But I will rejoice in the Lord.
因救我的神喜乐。
And I will be joyful in God my Savior.
奇怪了，在困难当中他可以喜乐。
How could he be joyful in this calamity?
在这个危险当中呢，可以欢心。
That he could rejoice in this harsh environment.
因为他在安静当中，神就把他的心眼提升了，把他的心态心提升了。
Because in quietness, God elevated his heart.
他看得见神的旨意。
That he could see the will of God.
可以知道神的拯救。
That he could see the salvation of God.
可以身心静下来。
And that he could finally quiet down his heart.
所以他说，主就是他的力量。
And therefore he is able to say that God is his strength.
让他的脚啊，像母鹿一样可以运行在高处上面。
That make his feet like the feet of deers enable him to go on high.
所以圣经上讲，我们得救在乎归回安息。
Therefore, the Bible says that our salvation is for us to return to quietness.
我们平静我们得力在乎平静安稳。
That our that to regain strength is in our peace.
我们常常不肯这样做。
There often we are reluctant to do such things.
我们在挫折当中应该怎么样呢？
So what do we do in frustration?
我们要在挫折中看到。看到那个挫折中的盼望，挫折中正面的那一部分。
So in frustration, we need to see the positive side.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Book of Romans.
罗马书。
Romans.
第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。其实神给我们都是最好的。
So we know that God gave us the best.
只要你爱神呢。
As long as you love God,
神给你的都是最好的。
Whatever comes from God is the best for you.
万事是互相效力的。
Therefore, all things work for the good of God.
就是无论好的坏的，一定有一个地方是对你，这个神要你去学的，要你去造就你的。
Whether it's good or bad, that there are things that God wants you to learn.
所以你看主耶稣啊。在传福音的时候遇到挫折。
So when Jesus, when he in his ministry, that he faced some frustration.
他很懂得在负面的环境看到正面神的意思是什么。
He could see in this negative environment that he could see the positive will of God.
格拉逊伯塞大的人都不听主耶稣的道理。
So when the Bethsaida city did not want to listen to Jesus' message.
你猜主耶稣怎么说
？So what did Jesus say?
主耶稣说：“父啊，我感谢你。”
He said, God, I thank you. Father, I thank you.
因为你的道理对聪明的人就隐藏起来。
Because your words is hidden to those who are who think they're smart.
对那个婴孩你就显露出来。
But yet you reveal your words mysteries to the infant.
同样就是道理传不出去，有时候我们就是 很难过，哎呀，为什么这次没有人受洗？
So when our gospel cannot preach out, and we will be very worried that there's nobody get baptized.
但是主耶稣可以从负面看到正面的意义。
But God could, Jesus could see the positive side from the negative environment.
所以神给我们都是最好的。
So therefore, God give us all the best.
只要我们尽力啊。
As long as we give our best.
只要我们安静。
Then and if we quiet ourselves.
只要我们从可以看到正面的意义。
Then we will see the positive side of the situation. So sometimes when we lose our job,
其实这是最好跟家人相处的时间。
This is actually the best time for us to spend time with our family.
这是最好灵修的机会。
This is the best opportunity for us to cultivate our spirituality.
我们目前还单身。
If we are still single,
其实是最好服侍的机会。
This is the best time to serve God.
所以你转个方向，你会觉得到其实路这个角度就开了。
So if you look at the situation differently, you will see a way open for you.
真的，面对阳光啊，你就看不到阴影了。这句话是真的。
So if you look at the sunshine, you will not see shadows.
所以我们要转个方向。
So we need to turn our angle.
神给我们正面的意义是什么
？We need to see the positive side of the situation from God.
最后我们觉得啊，你有什么挫折，一定要懂得将。挫折交给神。
Lastly, in any frustrations, we need to learn to give our frustrations to God.
我们看彼得前书五章七节，我很喜欢这一节。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 5 verse 7. I like this verse quite a lot.
彼得前书五章七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
五章七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
你们要将一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。请读。
Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
信仰就是这么大的好，这么大的美，这么大的一个美好。
Our faith, our belief is with this such beautiful promise.
真的信耶稣可以在今生无忧，来世无虑。
That in believing Christ, that we do not have to worry and have any anxiety in our life in the future.
每次祷告到深处啊，神就可以把我们忧虑拿掉。
Because if we pray into our deep conscience, that God will remove our worries.
这里有时候我们很多的挫折。
And indeed that we face many frustrations.
就像摩西一样啊。
Just like Moses.
他有很多的责任。
He has many responsibilities.
可是看到百姓啊，常常很难带领。
But when he sees the Israelites, it is hard for him to lead them.
有时候啊，这个难过到跟神这样祷告。
And there to a point that he prayed this way to God.
神啊，你现在就把我杀了。
He prayed to God that God, please take my life right now.
Here and now, 这里现在
Here and now, take my life.
可是神啊，看他很可怜，没有杀他了。
So God looked at him pitifully and did not take his life away.
给他七十个人来帮助他。
But yet he put 70 men to help him.
所以人啊，都有问题，都有挫折。
So we will often encounter frustrations.
神有办法。
But God has His way.
所以我们懂得将忧虑卸给神。
So we need to cast our anxieties to God.
愿主耶稣继续带领您的生命。
And hope that God continues to guide our lives.
知道怎么样面对挫折。
So that we know how to face our frustrations.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
392首。
392。
Thank you.
Please be seated.
我们为几件事情来代祷。
Let's pray for a few items.
那个谢长老应该出院了
哦。Elder Shea should have already come discharged from the hospital.
是不是？是啊。那个邵守彪弟兄皇后教会哈，要继续祷告。
We should continue to pray for brothers Biao Shao from Queen's Church.
舒时之姐妹啊，现在在守卫头教会聚会，生病了啊。
Sister Louis Shea, she is ill in the Cerrito Church.
Justin Chen 弟兄需要代祷。
Let's pray for Brother Justin Chen in the Queen's Church.
司一方女士，她的女儿 Emily 需要代祷。
And let's pray for Miss Shea's daughter Emily.
张陆张林弟兄我们需要代祷。
Let's continue to pray for Brother Lu from Hillsborough Church.
惠城教会陈美玲的父亲需要代祷。
And continue to pray for the father of Sister Mayling Lin in Philadelphia Church.
我们继续为教会的圣工来代祷。
And let's continue to pray for the church holy work.
尤其我们下礼拜下个月有灵恩布道会。
Especially that next month we will have a spiritual convocation.
我们为我们在座的很多朋友们来代祷。
And let's pray for the friends that are here with us today,
我们为教会的兴旺来祷告。
And to pray for the prosperity of our church.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us all kneel down to pray.